Today, we will read Luke chapter 11, verses 29 through 54. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, I pray that you would speak to us today. Lord, guide us. Show us more about who you are. Teach us today, Lord. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Luke chapter 11, verses 29 through 54. As the crowds increased, Jesus said, "This is a wicked generation. It asks for a sign, but none will be given it except the sign of Jonah. For as Jonah was a sign to the Ninevites, so also will the Son of Man be to this generation. The Queen of the South will rise at the judgment with the people of this generation and condemn them, for she came from the ends of the earth to listen to Solomon's wisdom. And now something greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh will stand at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And now something greater than Jonah is here. No one lights a lamp and puts it in a place where it will be hidden, or under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, so that those who come in may see the light. Your eye is the lamp of your body. When your eyes are healthy, your whole body also is full of light. But when they are unhealthy, your body also is full of darkness. See to it then that the light within you is not darkness. Therefore, if your whole body is full of light, and no part of it dark, it will be just as full of light as when a lamp shines its light on you." When Jesus had finished speaking, a Pharisee invited him to eat with him. So he went in and reclined at the table. But the Pharisee was surprised when he noticed that Jesus did not first wash before the meal. Then the Lord said to him, "Now then, you Pharisees clean the outside of the cup and dish, but inside you are full of greed and wickedness. You foolish people! Did not the one who made the outside make the inside also? But now, as for what is inside you, be generous to the poor, and everything will be clean for you. Woe to you, Pharisees, because you give God a tenth of your mint, rue, and all other kinds of garden herbs, but you neglect justice and the love of God. You should have practiced the latter without leaving the former undone. Woe to you, Pharisees, because you love the most important seats in the synagogues and respectful greetings in the marketplaces. Woe to you, because you are like unmarked graves which people walk over without knowing it." One of the experts in the law answered him, "Teacher, when you say these things, you insult us also." Jesus replied, "And you, experts in the law, woe to you, because you load people down with burdens they can hardly carry, and you yourselves will not lift one finger to help them. Woe to you, because you build tombs for the prophets, and it was your ancestors who killed them. So you testify that you approve of what your ancestors did. They killed the prophets, and you build their tombs. Because of this, God in his wisdom said, I will send them prophets and apostles, some of whom they will kill, and others they will persecute. Therefore, this generation will be held responsible for the blood of all the prophets that has been shed since the beginning of the world, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who was killed between the altar and the sanctuary. Yes, I tell you, this generation will be held responsible for it all. Woe to you, experts in the law, because you have taken away the key to knowledge. You yourselves have not entered, and you have hindered those who were entering. When Jesus went outside, the Pharisees and the teachers of the law began to oppose him fiercely and to besiege him with questions, waiting to catch him in something he might say. All right, in today's reading, we first see Jesus talking about those who are asking for a sign. And he says, there's only one sign I'm going to give. It's the sign of Jonah. Now, Jonah was an Old Testament prophet, a prophet who came before Jesus. And what happened to him was that God told him to go to a place called Nineveh. It was actually a city that was the enemy of the Jewish people. And Jonah didn't want to go. He didn't want to give God's message to Israel's enemy. And so he ran. But he couldn't run from God. And God sent a great storm, and eventually Jonah was cast and thrown into the ocean, into the sea. And a big fish, a whale, swallowed him. And he was inside that fish for 3 days. Now, Jesus is saying, that same sign I will give. And he did. That Jesus died. And for 3 days, he was inside the earth. And then he came out again. Just as Jonah was in the whale for 3 days and then came out again. Next, he talks about the lamp of the body. And he talks about how with light, you don't hide the light. You put it out, that the light will shine in the darkness. In other places, Jesus makes clear that we are the light of the world. That yes, truly it is Jesus who is the light of the world. But we are to be lights within this dark world. His light should be inside of us. Then he warns us that the eyes are the window to the soul. They are the light for our heart. And if we are putting things into our minds that are light, then our life will be full of light. But if we are putting things in there that are darkness, our heart will be full of darkness. So we must be careful what we watch, what we read, what we look at, because everything can affect our heart. And we want our heart to be full of God's light. In the last section of today's reading, Jesus really begins to preach against the Pharisees and the teachers of the law. He says many things that are very insulting to them. And I don't think he's trying to be cruel or mean to them. Instead, he is pointing out things that are true, things that they refuse to admit, but that he can see, that he realizes. And so he challenges them in a number of different ways. He challenges them that they seem to be focused on the outside, that here they are surprised that he didn't wash his hands the certain way that they were supposed to. Now, this was not a commandment given by God, but rather a ritual that the Pharisees had created and that many Jews followed, thinking that it was commanded by God. But it really wasn't, not the way that they were going about it. They had a big elaborate ceremony for washing their hands, and they are surprised that he's not following it. But Jesus says, God's more concerned with your heart than whether your hands, your physical hands, are clean. He goes on, and there are many things that he criticizes, but the heart of each one is that on the surface, on the outside, they appear to be good, they appear to be right, they appear to be serving God. Oh, but on the inside, those Pharisees are far from God. Their heart is selfish and wicked. They've done things that would dishonor God. And so Jesus says that throughout this, he condemns them, saying that they're hypocrites, that they're so focused on the outside that they miss the true heart of what it means to follow God. That they are like their ancestors who killed the prophets who warned them to turn from their sins. That this generation he is talking to, the people there, are just like that. That they have someone greater. They have Jesus, God himself, who is living among us. They had Jesus there teaching them. And somehow still they didn't get it. So he talks about how they will be held responsible because they refuse to believe. What about you? Are you believing? Do you believe what God has given you? Many times I've talked to people and they say that they're waiting, that they still need to see something before they'll believe. My challenge is, believe what you have. Believe what you know. Believe what you see. Don't wait to understand everything. But instead, believe the little bit that you do have. Ask God to increase your belief, and he will teach you. And so, I think today the challenge is, examine your heart. Does your heart believe in God? Does it follow God? Does it obey God? Are you just living and doing good things on the outside? Or is your heart in love with God? That is where God wants us to be. Let's pray. Lord, help us. It is so easy to be a hypocrite. But Lord, we want to be real. Every part of us committed to you. Not just on the outside. Not just what other people see. But the private times. Our very heart and attitudes and minds. Committed to you. In love with you. Following and obeying you. Lord, be the center of our lives. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.